Republic, waging war on the New World Order. This is Govern America. Govern America.
While the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
From just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web, this is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next three hours. I don't get tongue-tied and not be able to finish. It's nice to have you with us once again on this 14th of March, 2015. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Nancy Levant joining us as well. And we're here in the soggy southern Michigan. Has just talking to Art in the chat room just before the show started briefly, and he was talking about how soggy it is in his part of the country, and I unfortunately share that too. It seems like every year, every spring, when the weather starts to turn warm, and it is absolutely beautiful here. It's almost like flipping a switch. The cold went away, and we have, you know, up in the 50 degrees now, and so it's a very welcome reprieve. But every year it seems like when the snow melts, the ground saturates, it turns into a big giant mud hole, unfortunately. But that's the way it is, and it's a welcome thing though, because after everything dries up, we'll be well on our way to summer. Looking forward to putting a garden in this year, and now's a good time, ladies and gentlemen, before the frost lets up. Of course, the southern states it probably already has. I don't know. But for the rest of us who have to look at, waiting a while until we make sure that the ground isn't going to frost, make sure you get your seeds all ready to go. Some of you probably have already started things indoors. Anyway, it's a good idea to plant a garden because, ladies and gentlemen, we don't know how long it's going to be. You know, I think we still have our port workers on strike. I haven't checked on that lately, but my understanding is that we have a lot of ships waiting offshore to be unloaded for imports coming into the stores. I don't know how much of this, how many of these ships are waiting offshore, anchored, waiting to be unloaded, but I am, under the impression it's quite a few, and I don't know how many of these are actually food that's being imported. But that kind of gives you an idea, if you look into that a little bit, where we might be with regard to the shelves being empty at some point. It'd be interesting to study how long it takes goods that are imported to actually arrive at your store shelves. That would be kind of an interesting study for someone to do. And I'm sure there's probably answers for that that can be dug up. But anyway, something to think about, because we've been warning you for years. Calamity is undoubtedly coming, ladies and gentlemen. And we've been blessed in the sense that we have not had to deal with it yet. But as I look at all the indicators, everything the other side is doing, everything that the, with the genetically engineered food and everything, you name it, all the stuff we've talked about for many, many years, it seems that this is very close to being on the horizon. Anyway, Nancy, good morning.
Good morning, Darren. You and I have been on the same wavelength this morning. I posted an article an hour or so ago, and it's titled, "Is It Time to Prepare for War?" And as I was reading this, I was thinking in my mind now, see, I buy my seeds during the winter months because they're cheaper. And I thought, okay, I need to buy more seed. I was thinking about a shopping trip to Aldi's and buying, more cases of canned goods. And I think it is time to prepare for war and any number of things that could possibly go wrong.
What could possibly go wrong?
I need to do a prepper show again.
Yeah, I like that idea. But what I was going to ask you is, what could possibly go wrong?
Well,
I'm being facetious.
As I'm looking at here, I see that Sweden is now sending troops over to Eastern Europe. So, you know, they're jumping in on this. We've got our debt ceiling. We're going to hit that again, tomorrow, I think? And
that's what they're telling us.
Apparently, Obama is not happy with our closest ally, the U.K., because he says they're constantly accommodating China.
Here's
one of my favorites. Europe has proposed that Greece does not pay wages to anyone for 1 or 2 months.
Yeah, one of the articles.
It's like, unreal. Oh, and here's another good one.
Okay.
Our government says it cannot guarantee 51% of our pension plans.
They can't what?
Guarantee pensions.
Well, they don't need to guarantee the pensions.
But I said, it can guarantee war and more wars, and that the rich will get richer and richer. But, we just may not be able to give you your pension plans.
Well, the only pensions that they need to give anybody are the federal pensions, pensions of federal employees. Those are the only pensions they need to guarantee, because everybody else's are privately invested, aren't they? Or am I missing something here?
Well, I don't know, and that's a good question. When people, have pension plans and corporations do investments for them, it's interesting.
The federal government has nothing to do with it. All they need to do is keep their fingers out. Now, if they're saying that we can't guarantee you're going to get your pension plan, well, them's are fighting words. But, that's another thing that's on the horizon. And what they're going to do is they've already made noises to this effect, as we've covered before in the past.
Other countries are doing it. Europe, yeah.
I forget what year was it that Bob Chapman passed away. But we used to have him on the broadcast regularly, and he was warning people about the fact that the federal government was going to go after pensions.
Yep.
And, Obama being upset with Britain because of Britain's support of the Chinese. Listen, talk about hypocrisy. What is the United States? The only reason why China has the economy that it has and it has become a challenger to the United States and the
because we outsourced our industry to them.
Yeah. The World Bank and all this other crap that they set up is because. Yep. Just that, yeah. All these trade agreements, we've empowered their industry. We've given them what they have. So this is a national suicide that our leaders have committed upon our behalf.
Yep.
I got an article here. Britain applies to join Chinese-led Asian bank. The AP is reporting Britain has become the first major Western government to apply for membership in a proposed Chinese-led Asian regional bank that Washington worries will undercut institutions such as the World Bank.
Yep.
Well, we should be so lucky, except that I don't really think I want China taking a big leadership in the world either.
But here's this huge hypocrisy circle. What about this secret Trans-Pacific Partnership? There's just so much absolute.
Well, China wants to be a part of that, but the problem is it's not a part of it yet. My understanding, as I recall, that was set up to check Chinese power. So if they look, if they allow China in that, I mean, that would kind of defeat the whole purpose of setting it up, if I recall correctly.
They become the new central banking system of the world.
Yeah, well, I remember, who was it? One of the major leaders talking about how, might have been Soros, but he was talking about how, China is our future. A lot of these people have said China is our future.
Oh, Jim Rogers said the same thing.
Well, the only reason why China is our future, if China is our future, is because they wanted China to be our future.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly.
None of this stuff just happens by accident.
Nope.
This is all a part of a very well-orchestrated plan. And speaking of orchestrated plans, CNS News reported, you know, I asked earlier, what could possibly go wrong? We have a 1.1, looks like 100,000 million, trillion, billion. No, no, trillion. $1.1 trillion. Federal taxes hit record through February. Government still runs a $386 billion deficit.
Yeah, amazing.
You know, these numbers are, you know, they just throw away trillions like they used to throw away billions. I mean, you know, where does it end? I'll tell you where it ends. It ends with a collapse because the American
yep.
people cannot have this elephant on their back.
Nope.
You know, people are living paycheck to paycheck now. People cannot sustain this level of waste that goes on in all of society. And, I mean, at every level of government, really, but especially the federal government, all throughout.
Well,
I mean,
they've already said it's going to affect, you know, three and four generations out. I mean, no, we can't. We can't manage this. We don't have enough population to manage anything even close
well,
to this.
Well, and that's why they're letting the illegals in. That's what I really believe. I think that's part of it, other than the Cloward Piven strategy to destroy this country. But I think all of these illegals don't realize, you know, they want to give them a path to citizenship. You know, suckers. Because as soon as you get citizenship, guess what? You're saddled with all that debt. And you're going to be, your children are going to be paying for it for the rest of their lives too. Generations on down. So come on in, illegals. You're going to get suckered into paying all this stuff. And then you're just another human resource to be used up and washed up and discarded when you're no longer useful.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it's all about.
That's a great point, Darren. You're absolutely right.
Anyway, I got a lot of audio here. I mentioned at the end of last week's broadcast, we didn't get to some of the stuff. Sandy Hook, the Sandy Hook report is out again, so I want to get into some of that today. And also, we have... Kerry was on Capitol Hill this week pushing for his Obama's authorization for military force. You know, Nancy, I think this is the big story that is being overlooked. People really do need to, you know, there's this big explosion, this big concern now about Hillary Clinton and her emails. What is she hiding? You know, she ran an email server from her house. Ooh, you know, okay, fine. You know, so she's secretive, so she's hiding. Yes, she's a criminal. Okay, we know that. That's not anything new. So the fact that she's hiding something, the fact that she's being a total scumbag, we know this. Okay, that's in her DNA. But the real story here is not really being paid attention to at all, in my opinion. And that this authorization for military force that Obama is attempting to get Congress to agree to. Have you looked at this at all? Have you had a chance to dig anything up on this?
Somewhat. What do you have?
Well, I have the actual authorization. And I got to tell you, this thing... See, the first thing you think of, it's tempting to just dismiss it. It's tempting to just blow it off as being completely not worth the time, because what it sounds like they're asking for is something that they already have. That's what my first thought was, is that, well, you know, they're asking for authority that they already, basically Congress has already given them. Oh, no. Let's start here with this, because they're getting ready now for a Mosul offensive. Let's go ahead and start with this clip.
Military leaders don't often give out any details, right, before an operation. So why is this different?
No, this is highly unusual. This is not the normal protocol for the Pentagon. Couple reasons, Betty, and this was a briefing by a military official from U.S. Central Command, which, of course, oversees Iraq and that part of the world for the U.S. military. Two big reasons. One is to give an indication that the Iraqis are, in fact, ready to take the offensive against the Islamic State and put some pressure on the Iraqis to actually deliver. And second of all, to send them.
Okay, now I wanna just interject here. They're talking about this 20,000 Iraqi troop offensive in the town of Mosul. They're attempting to take back Mosul from this so-called ISIL or ISIS or Islamic State or Daesh, whatever you want to call it, because hey, you know, it's the terrorist group of many names. But anyway, this is what they're talking about here, and listen closely to his statement here, because he says what we want to do here is, what they're trying to do is they're trying to send a message to the terrorist group. And
message to the Islamic State, to those 2,000 or so troops who are, or forces that are in Mosul right now. Listen, trouble is coming, you know, a little bit of psychological warfare to some.
Psychological warfare. You don't ever warn your enemy when you're about to conduct an offensive. Okay, so that's BS. But he goes on.
So how soon could this begin, Peter?
Well, they're talking about April or May, but they also suggested that maybe things could slide if the training hasn't really matched up with their schedule. So it's in play. But they're talking about spring, Betty. And, of course, we're debating the authorization for the use of military force in Congress right now. But
and even ground troops. It seems like Americans are more acceptable to this now.
Well, certainly some of the polls suggest that. Yeah. But we're not talking about U.S. ground troops here. We're talking about, first of all, advisors. We're talking about perhaps air support by the United States, intelligence support, logistical support, and just maybe, Betty, they haven't ruled out the possibility of U.S. spotters helping to locate airstrikes when this offensive takes place in the spring. Mm.
Okay, so this is really what this is about, this authorization for military force. Now, I hadn't intended to start the broadcast out with this, but I think this is so important that I needed to jump to it. I got it right here in front of me, right off the WhiteHouse.gov website, and I'll put this in the show notes for those of you who want to look at this, because I think everybody should be. They start out, and it's only 2 pages, or 3 pages, maybe. Yeah, it's about just a little over 2 pages. It's joint resolution to authorize the limited use of the United States Armed Forces against the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant. Whereas the terrorist organization has referred to itself as the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, and various other names in this solution to referred to as ISIL, poses a grave threat to the people and territorial integrity of Iraq and Syria, regional stability, and the national security interests of the United States and its allies and partners, whereas ISIL holds significant territory in Iraq and Syria, blah, 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 whereas leaders have stated that they intend to conduct terrorist activities or terrorist attacks internationally, including against the United States, its citizens, and interests, whereas ISIL has committed despicable acts of violence and mass executions against Muslims, regardless of sect, who do not subscribe to ISIL's depraved, violent, and oppressive ideology, whereas ISIL has threatened genocide and committed various acts of violence, blah, blah, blah. Okay, I want to skip the rest of the whereas-es. And I'm going to get to the meat and potatoes of this right after we take this break. There's a cliffhanger for you. Anyway, by the way, the chat room is open, chat.governamerica.com. That's chat.governamerica.com. This is Govern America. Nancy Levant is here. I'm Darren Weeks. And this is the Republic Broadcasting Network. Please hang tight.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
All right, we're back. Hopefully you're not gone. Anyway, this is Govern America, and we're talking about this authorization for military force that Obama is pushing now via John Kerry in the Congress. And I think that this is something that people need to be paying attention to because it has some pretty significant ramifications. Now, before the break, I was sharing a little bit from that document. I'll get back to that in a moment, because Kerry was on Capitol Hill this past week, Nancy, and he was pushing this thing and pushing it pretty hard. Listen to a little of what he had to say.
But I hope we believe that there is an overwhelming consensus that Daesh has to be stopped. And the joint resolution that is proposed by the president provides the means for America and its representatives to speak with a single powerful voice at this pivotal hour. When I came here last time, I mentioned that
American people are speaking out. Our Secretary Kerry, we're tired of an endless war. We don't want to go in with a war with no time.
Committee will be in order. Look. We appreciate
another endless war, killing of innocent people.
Okay, if this happens again, I would ask the police to escort immediately people out of the room.
Dollars on the war, creating more terrorism, killing more innocent people.
Killing more innocent people.
Yeah, killing more innocent people. Hey, you know, the American people are speaking out. How dare you? How dare you have your voice be heard at a public meeting, which is being run by your government, even though you are the government? But, you know, that, hey, you know.
I wonder how our journalists who were beheaded and a pilot who was fighting for freedom, who was burned alive, what they would have to say to their efforts to protect innocent people.
You mean like in those fake videos, Mr. Kerry? You know, the videos that were all put out by the Site Intelligence Group, you know, which... you know, nobody can, they all look fake. They look like a box office production, some of them. Others look like mannequins with photoshopped heads on their bodies. Yeah, yeah. I'm sure they would be just terrified.
President already has statutory authority to act against ISIL. But a clear and formal expression of this Congress's backing at this moment in time would dispel doubt that might exist anywhere that Americans are united in this effort.
Doesn't sound like they're very united, does it, Nancy?
No, it does not.
I seems to heard the people that were just escorted out. I don't think Americans are very united in this regard.
Approval of this resolution would encourage our friends and our partners in the Middle East. It would further energize the members and prospective members of the global coalition that we have assembled to oppose Daesh. And it would constitute a richly deserved vote of confidence in the men and women of our armed forces who are on the front lines prosecuting this effort on our behalf.
You know, he said that the president already has the authority to prosecute the war. So then obviously there's got to be something else to this. There's got to be some hidden agenda. Why would they be asking for authority that they already have? And as you're going to see, that's not what they're doing at all.
Your unity would also send an unmistakable message to the leaders of Daesh.
Mm-hmm.
They have to understand they can't divide us. Don't let them. They cannot intimidate us. And they have no hope of defeating us. The resolution that we have proposed would give the president a clear mandate to prosecute the armed component of this conflict against Daesh and associated persons or forces, which we believe is carefully delineated and defined.
Okay, that is not true at all. It is not carefully delineated and defined. Now, let me get back to the document here. After all the whereas is, you can skip down past that, short title. This joint resolution may be cited as the authorization for use of military force against the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant. Levant, I guess, is how you pronounce that. Authorization for use of United States armed forces. The president is authorized, subject to the limitations in subsection C, to use the armed forces of the United States as the president determines to be necessary and appropriate against ISIL. Okay, so far so good, right? He can use the armed forces against ISIL. But then it says, or associated persons or forces as defined in Section 5. All right? Now, Section 5 does not... We'll get to Section 5 here in a moment. Applicability of other requirements. Nothing in this resolution supersedes any requirement of the War Powers Resolution, 50 U.S.C., Section 1541. Limitations. These are the limitations that they are... I'll tell you what, I got to take the bottom of the hour break. We'll continue this on the other side. This is really alarming, because what this would really do, ladies and gentlemen, is give him authority to use military anywhere he wants, including in the United States borders. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils has an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Because the United States, ladies and gentlemen, has not been declared a battlefield in the war on terror, or more adequately, the war of terror. Welcome back to the broadcast. Nancy Levan is here. I'm Darren Weeks. This is Govern America, and we're talking about the Obama authorization for military force that he is pushing right now Congress to pass. And I think this is such an important topic. I'm spending a little time on this today. I've been wanting to get to it for a while now, ever since they first started pushing this idea. And I think this is something that everybody needs to be paying attention to, because this would really give them the authority, as I'm reading this, to basically drone anyone anywhere at any time. And I don't think I'm exaggerating the seriousness of this. They say in this, and I'm going to back up a little bit here for purposes of understanding in case you're just joining us. The president is authorized, subject to the limitations in subsection C, which there are really no very little limitations, to use the armed forces of the United States as the president determines to be necessary and appropriate against ISIL or associated persons or forces as defined in Section 5. Now, you can say, well, that's okay. I'm not associated with ISIL. All they have to do is say that you're associated with ISIL, and you're associated with ISIL. And keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, that the who's defined as a terrorist? Who is defined as a terrorist? Anybody they say is a terrorist is a terrorist. And patriots have long been defined as terrorists. Militia groups, so-called sovereign citizens, you name it. Fill in the blank. This thing here gives them the ability to go after ISIL and associated persons. All they have to do is say that you're associated with ISIL, and they'll drone you. But more importantly, how many innocent people have been droned by accident in these war zones in other parts of the world? This has no geographic limitation. I want to make that clear. And in fact, Kerry mentions this in his pitch in between his being heckled.
And while the proposal contains certain limitations that are appropriate in light of the nature of this mission, it provides the flexibility that the president needs to direct a successful military campaign.
Oh boy, there's a lot of flexibility here.
And that's why the administration did propose a limitation on the use of, quote, enduring offensive ground combat operations.
Okay, that's the only limitation in the whole thing. Enduring ground combat operations. Doesn't say anything about taking people out from the air, though.
I'd add that was after the committee, then committee chair, Senator Menendez, and the committee moved forward with its language, and we came up here and testified and responded basically to the dynamics that were presented us within the committee and the Congress itself. So the proposal also includes no geographic limitation.
Did you hear
not
that?
Not because there are plans to take it anywhere, but because...
Oh, no, there's no plans to take it anywhere, Nancy. Except that, well, if Congress approves this, it gives us the ability to take it anywhere.
Because it would be a mistake to communicate to ISIL.
The United States and all over the world. The United States is killing innocent civilians with drones.
I would just ask those in the audience, we live in a country where people have the opportunity to express themselves, and
except that when it really matters,
democratic ways. We would hope that you would allow this hearing to proceed in an orderly way and respect other citizens' rights to be here and to observe what is happening.
In other words, shut up, slave.
In a civil manner.
Yeah, exactly.
I would say that I don't think you're helping your cause at all. I would say you're hurting your cause.
So helping your cause would be to sit there, shut up, and be quiet.
Hopefully, you will remain in an appropriate manner.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
No misbehavior.
Mr. Sherman, thank you. The point of the no geographic limitation is not that there are any plans or any contemplation. I think the president has been so clear on this.
Mm-hmm.
But what a mistake it would
Lord.
Be to send a message to Daesh that there are safe havens, that there is somehow just a two-country limitation, so they go off and put their base, and then we go through months and months of deliberation again. We can't afford that. So that's why there's no limitation.
Uh-huh. So there you go. Right from the Secretary of State, no limitation on this military force whatsoever. Now, continuing with the document here, it says consistent with Section 8A 1 of the War Powers Resolution, 50 U.S.C., Section 1547A1, Congress declares that this section is intended to constitute specific statutory authorization within the meaning of Section 5B of the War Powers Resolution. Number 2, applicability of other requirements. Nothing in this resolution supersedes any requirement of the War Powers Resolution. Limitations, he just spoke to this. The authority granted in subsection A does not authorize the use of the United States Armed Forces in enduring offensive ground combat operations. Duration of this authorization. This authorization for the use of military force shall terminate 3 years after the date of the enactment of this joint resolution unless reauthorized. And baby, you can bet it will be reauthorized. Isn't that how the Patriot Act was introduced, with a sunset clause? Seems to me like I remember that it was, but yet, has it ever sunsetted? No, of course not. Anyway, they say the president shall report to Congress at least once every 6 months on specific actions taken pursuant to this authorization, Section 5, associated persons or forces defined. In this joint resolution, the term associated persons or forces means individuals and organizations fighting for, on behalf of, or alongside ISIL or any closely related successor entity in hostilities against the United States.
A report to Congress? Are you kidding me? Report to Congress? The check, the checks and the balances on presidential power? You have got to be kidding me.
Well, they'll send a report to Congress, but, Congress doesn't do anything. Congress never does anything.
Nope.
A case in point. This is getting off track a little bit.
They allow unlimited powers to the dictator.
We're going to have an insane government heads up here in just a moment. But, they define associated persons or forces as individuals fighting for, on behalf of, or alongside ISIL. But ladies and gentlemen, anybody, they can say you are with ISIL. And here's the thing, okay, even if they kept it to ISIL, this is a huge threshold they are crossing by bringing military drones in the U.S. skies. Now, he claims that's not what they're doing, but this authorization would allow that.
Yep.
This authorization is just what it says, a use of military force. And which National Defense Authorization Act was it that they declared the United States a battlefield? Was it 2013, 2014? I'm trying to remember now. But one of the NDAAs that they passed declared the United States a battlefield. Now we're seeing the implementation of that declaration come out into full fruition. Now, they may pass this. You may not see military drones in U.S. skies right away. It may be a year, 2, 10 years, whatever, down the road. Who knows? The point is, all the legal infrastructure is being put into place to do this.
Well, and, couple that with the fact that the FAA just said it's illegal to post drone videos on YouTube.
Yeah,
now,
well, they don't
want
you
have American
it.
Citizens with them. That's authorized.
Yeah, they don't want you to have any capability whatsoever to keep track of what they're doing. And, you talk
somebody
about
somebody who stands up and says you can't be doing this stuff, and they kick them out.
Right.
I mean, what do you have the right to do? Obviously, we don't have the right to protest against your militarized police forces, the ones with machine guns.
Well, ask the people that were just escorted out of that hearing.
Exactly.
No. I don't like where we're headed, ladies and gentlemen. This is not a good direction that we're taking here.
No, we're not headed. We're there.
And here's the thing. You were talking earlier about insanity. Let's go and roll our insane government heads up.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
you're discussing the issue of Congress and whether Congress is equipped to deal with overreaches of power by the executive branch. Listen to what Lindsey Graham had to say this past week. Regarding the money crunch that ever seems to be on Capitol Hill and throughout the entire federal government. This is how he said he would deal with the issue. Now, this was recorded by somebody in the meeting, and he's off mic, at least off the mic that's actually doing the recording, so you'll have to listen carefully to what he says. But this is the mindset of this, the Congress.
And here's the first thing I would do if I were president of the United States. I wouldn't let Congress lead down to reduce this. I would literally use the military to keep them in if I had to. We're not leaving town until we restore these defense cuts. We're not leaving town until we restore the intel cuts.
Okay, so Lindsey Graham says he'll use the military. If he was president, he would use the military against Congress in order to get the budget deficit taken care of, or whatever it is. This guy is a certified nutcase. He should be locked up. He shouldn't be a Congress critter, but you know, neither should most of the people that are there. Anyway, that's this is the state of things today, ladies and gentlemen. Moving along here, we got Sandy Hook news. I'll tell you what, I'll just go ahead and go with this, because this is also very bothersome. You know, we had this, what I believe to be, false flag operation a couple of years back regarding Sandy Hook. And we had this report come out of Sandy Hook, which dealt with some of the findings and recommendations of law enforcement, you know, the group. It's the final report of the Sandy Hook Commission. And I think we should just share some of this, because, to be honest, it's really quite bothersome what they put in here. Some of the stuff, of course, you got the firearms registration and firearms restrictions. On page 64, they talk about, as of the date of this interim report, Connecticut law required registration and permits to own and carry certain firearms. The commission found that firearms of significant lethality could be obtained legally without a permit or registration. According to the Connecticut State Police, there are approximately 1.4 million registered firearms in the state of Connecticut and possibly up to 2 million unregistered firearms. Given the lethality of certain models of firearm that do not currently require registration of any sort, the commission found this discrepancy in permitting and registration to be not only unwarranted but shocking. Furthermore, the commission believed that the lack of uniform control amidst straw purchases, you mean like the straw purchases that Eric Holder allowed or facilitated along the U.S.-Mexican border? I'm not sure if that's what they're talking about at all. Purchases by one individual made on behalf of a third party that can be used to deliver firearms to potential criminals. In order for law enforcement agencies to safely engage in their lawful duties, the commission proposed the following recommendations. Number one, mandatory background checks on the sale or transfer of any firearm, including long guns, at private and gun show sales. Recommendation number two, require registration, including a certificate of registration for every firearm. This certificate of registration should be issued subsequent to the completion of a background check and is separate and distinct from a permit to carry. Now, they say on this, this one is not adopted. Recommendation number three, and they encourage the General Assembly to adopt it. Recommendation number three, require firearms permits to be renewed on a regular basis. In other words, you can't just get a gun permit. You have to have it renewed regularly. They say this renewal. Yeah. This renewal process should be include a test of firearms handling capacity, as well as an understanding of applicable laws and regulations. So they're encouraging that to be adopted. The commission requests that the governor resubmit this recommendation for legislative action. It goes on, be high capacity firearms, magazine capacity, and ammunition. Skipping down here a little bit, just to highlight a few of the highlights, shall we say. The commission understood that a life can be lost every few seconds in a killing spree. The commission took seriously the rights afforded under the Second Amendment. No, they didn't. But balanced those rights against the language of the preamble to the Constitution, which includes assurances of domestic tranquility. Boy, you talk about scraping the bottom of the barrel trying to find a way to fit this in the Constitution.
Unbelievable.
I'll continue this on the other side of the break, and we'll move on to other things. Stay with us. This is Govern America. Nancy Levan is here. I'm Darren Weeks. This is Govern America on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Your money, what is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America talking about the Sandy Hook final report of the Sandy Hook Commission here on Govern America. And continuing on here, they say, and they were talking about how the, trying to find any, it's obvious they went to great pains in an attempt to try to find any place where they could try to say that this is constitutional. Talking about the, promoting domestic tranquility. Ladies and gentlemen, nothing is more tranquil than when the American people have the right to defend themselves against violent offenders. What they're proposing here is disarmament. Now, it's not full-scale, complete disarmament, but this, everything always comes in increments. And so it's a step toward that. And anybody, any idiot can see this. If they can't see it, then they're just choosing to be blind. They say, in order to maintain the safety of places of assembly, by ensuring that lawful, competent firearm owners are the only individuals lawfully allowed to possess certain types of and quantities of ammunition, the commission proposed the following recommendations. Recommendation number 4, institute a ban on the sale, possession, or use of any magazine or ammunition feeding device in excess of 10 rounds, except for military and police use. In proposing this recommendation, the commission recognized that certain sporting events at times involve the use of higher capacity magazines. However, the consensus of the commission was that the spirit of sportsmanship can be maintained with lower capacity magazines. So isn't it nice that we have the commission deciding for them, the people of Connecticut? And folks, it's Connecticut today. It's your state tomorrow, if it's not already, because this is the springboard. Recommendation number 5, institute a ban on the possession or sale of all armor-piercing and incendiary bullets, regardless of caliber. First-time offenses should be classified as a Class D felony. That one evidently was passed. Recommendation number 6, allow ammunition purchases only for registered firearms. And there's a bunch of other recommendations. Skipping down here to number 9, limit the amount of ammunition that can be purchased at any given time. There's that. Recommendation number 10, prohibit the possession, sale, or transfer of any firearm capable of firing more than 10 rounds without reloading. That one was not adopted yet. They're urging that to be adopted through the General Assembly. Recommendation number 12, I require that the state develop and update a best practices manual and require that all firearms in a home be stored in a locked container and adhere to these best practices with current minimum standards featuring a tamper-resistant mechanical lock or other safety, including biometric device, when they are not under the owner's direct control or supervision. The owner should also be directly responsible for securing any key used to gain access to the locked container. That one was passed. Recommendation number 13, require non-residents seeking a purchase to purchase a firearm or ammunition in the state of Connecticut to obtain a certificate of eligibility and conform to all other regulations applicable to Connecticut residents. Recommendation number 16, require that any shell casing or ammunition sold or possessed in Connecticut have a serial number laser etched on it for tracking purposes. And the rationale for this, they say, is the straw purchases of ammunition enabled individuals to circumvent many laws intended to help prevent or reduce gun violence and to assist law enforcement personnel in solving gun-related crimes. In addition to urging the General Assembly to reconsider recommendation number 6, which would limit purchases of ammunition to owners of registered...